Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Tiffany Green Abdullah. She's an award-winning educator, speaker, entrepreneur, and author of the Bean Pie, Four Generations of Faith, Family, and Fortitude. Tiffany, welcome to our show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
And actually, it was faith, family, and forgiveness, right?
Yeah, you know, those, I think I'm going to have all four. I've been waffling between the fortitude and the forgiveness. I think it's going to be faith, family, fortitude, and forgiveness.
Got it.
Because all of them mean something.
Well, that's great. Let's talk about that. So I hear about faith and family a lot and forgiveness, but what do you mean by fortitude and why did you choose to share that as one of your anchors?
Fortitude has just been a word. It's part of one of my favorite quotes, which is the right attitude gives you the fortitude to overcome all obstacles. So that thing inside of you, that power, that drive to just keep going, even through adversity. And fortitude has definitely been a description of definitely the women that I'm writing about for my family, as well as some of the things that I've had to unfortunately overcome in my own life.
Interesting. So talk to us why it's called the bean pie.
So the bean pie is it's typically traditionally known as in America as a Black Muslim delicacy. It's a dessert, but it could also be a breakfast because it's made with navy beans. And it is a delicacy that in my oral history, in my family, I always have to air quote this and, you know, preface this, that my great great aunt Daisy created the bean pie. She's originally from Alabama, Opelika, Alabama, and she moved to Detroit during the Great Migration of Black Americans up north. And she became involved with the Nation of Islam, became a Muslim in the early mid 30s. And my whole family, my mother is the oldest in my family. I mean, all my life, I've always been told that great Aunt Daisy, great, great Aunt Daisy, great Aunt Daisy to my mother created the bean pie. And, you know, so I've been working with, there's like a little bit of a documentary, small little 30 minute interview done with my mother and my aunt that's on my Indiegogo webpage because I'm crowdfunding to raise the publishing fees for my book. And they did an interview with my mother and aunt. And so my mother talks and tells a little bit about that story and her role in that story when she was a teenager. So yeah, and it's a big thing. I mean, most, if you go to any sort of urban city, Chicago, New York, Detroit, Philadelphia, Oakland, you'll be able to find, you know, bean pie usually near and within proximity to a Black mosque.
Interesting.
So it's something that, you know, people talk about. There's songs about it. There's, you know, it's part of the sort of Black American culture, very unique part of Black American culture, but specifically Black Muslim culture.
Interesting. Well, thank you for sharing that. Now let's talk about what are your main topics you talk on. I know you mentioned you talked about this hiring power of your life. I mean, mm-hmm. what are the main topics you often like to share with your audiences?
You know, a lot of it for me has been the place that faith has played. And I converted to Islam when I was 33, I believe. And so I struggled a bit with some of the things that I thought was required of me as a Muslim, particularly in wearing scarf covering my hair. And as I was growing in my career, I really struggled with whether, you know, I should continue wearing that hijab, or was it holding me back in my career? Wasn't it, or, you know, would it or wouldn't it? And it didn't, you know, it didn't once I finally became comfortable with it. But that the place that faith played in my career, and how you really have to be doing things just like what you're doing with this podcast, you know, in terms of giving back, when you are doing the thing that is in alignment with your faith, with your life, with your passions, everything works, you know. And so I always talk about sort of, you know, people always say, you know, you could be a higher power, you know, like high powered. Usually there's no ER on a high, it's high powered, meaning you're just a person that's you know, with it, that you have a lot of skills, that you're very talented in what you do. And I always say higher power, like when you add your faith into it as well, it takes it to another level. So just being in congruence is one of my favorite words, you know, finding where your faith, you know, allowing your faith to also push you forward in your career, just like, you know, any kind of character type of traits would be, and just doing things that are in alignment with your faith and to make yourself higher powered. It's kind of what I'm talking about there.
And that's so important, again, because the whole alignment, it's so important that sometimes people want to do things in life, but sometimes, let's say, people only want to focus on money. And mm-hmm. like, okay, so you can have the money, but is it in alignment with your values and your faith or whatever it might be? Again, maybe some people are not into faith, but the whole point is, if you're not in alignment, then there's this disconnect. And there's a disconnect, people that you talk to can feel it. So in your case, it seems like you have a very clear alignment. And I'm curious, is this something that you were raised with or over time you developed or perhaps both, so that our listeners can really understand how they can be more aligned in their values like you are?
You know, I was raised in the church, in the Christian church that was around the corner from my house. And I grew up on the south side of Chicago, Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. And I got baptized when I was, I think I was 7, because I got baptized with my mother. That I remember that day very clearly, in that basement in the church, in that big pool of water. And so having faith has always been a big part of my life. Also, what happened sort of before I got baptized at 7, I had a accident. We talked about that before I called, just having falls and things. And I slipped and hit my sort of the crown of my head on a concrete step while it was raining, and my family was having like a big 4th of July event in our backyard. And we all sort of lived in this family apartment building in Chicago, and I had an outer body experience. And my memory of that event is hovering over everyone and watching my cousin pick me up. I remember the pink towel he wrapped around my head. I remember the blood running down his arm, everybody on the steps kind of, you know, centered around me. And eventually I was just back in my body. And so that moment really made my life very sort of faith-filled, or it created in me a sense of knowing that there was more to the world than just what we see with our eyes in our physical realm. And so that's always pushed me to be in a much more spiritual place at a much earlier age than I think a lot of people, you know, would typically be, right? You know, people are, you know, parents take them to church, but for me, it was much more, it was a deeper knowing. It was a deeper understanding. So having faith as a part of my life was always important. And going from, you know, all my life in Christian church, Catholic school, choirs, and all of that, until I got to an adult and I was really still searching as I was moving from one city, I actually moved from Minneapolis to Atlanta. And was just going to all my friends. A lot of my friends were preachers' kids, going to their churches, and then, you know, remembering back to a time that I spent as a teenager, sort of experiencing an Islamic tradition, and just sort of going back to that. Then I met my husband, and he's second generation Muslim. And so that was kind of like, oh, well, wait a minute, I'm looking around, but it's really had been here all along, you know?
That's a great way to share that, Tiffany. Thank you so much for being on our show today. How can our guests connect and stay in touch with you?
Sure, you can connect with me on my website, tiffanygreenabdullah.com. That's pretty much the easiest way, or Instagram, also under, I think it's under my full name, Tiffany Green Abdullah. But yeah, LinkedIn, of course, you know, for professional networking. My name is pretty easy to find. There's not many Green-Abdullahs, which is ABDULLAH. So I look forward to hearing from any of your listeners. And I'm in the process of raising some funds up until the 20th of this month for my book, my first book that we talked about. So would love people to pre-buy my book. You can find that link on my website.
Great, Tiffany. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.